Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is this love of God? Please, if you know your life today, and if you witness it today, praise the Lord. As we have the praise, are we Sunday? And we have proof. We have a presentation. Says etiquette of culture. Etiquette of culture. God bless us as we listen.
for what you have been doing in our family. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we come this youth weekend and we say, Lord, Eshen, thank you for all you have been doing. Lord, we cannot ask you for too much. Lord, receive all the praise in Jesus' name. Yes. Lord, I pray for that person that's here that have been troubled by the law enforcement agents. Those who that the task force has been pursuing. Lord, I pray, Lord, the Savior of the world, let it intervene in that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. I cover this house with the blood of Jesus. Every oppression of darkness against the word of God. The Bible said that the word of God is not in bonds. I command them to be destroyed. Lord, I pray, oh God, by the end of this service, even by next week Sunday, testimony shall bow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Join us with the phone and together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate our Daddy the Lord, Pastor E. Adewale, for the platform he gave to the youths in the Redeemed Busan Church of God. Join with us together for Jesus. Hallelujah. I also, on behalf of the youth in the area, comprising of all the parishes, by the grace of God and the mercy of God, as the representative of the youth in the area, I want to appreciate our prayer morning in absentia. Can we put that together for Jesus? I want to also appreciate our prayer pastor as a minister and God bless you. And also all the leadership of the church for the platform given to the youth to hold the youth Sunday every third Sunday of the month. And also, as an obedient servant, you know, one of the marks of an obedient child is to listen to the elders. So, this national program that we are going to consider today, we superintend the youth program, and that is the Help Weekend. Praise the Lord. That is the Help Weekend. And so, that help ministry comprised of four departments. The choir department, the prayer champions, who can mention the remaining two? The ushers and what? And the welfare department. Praise the Lord. And this program started on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and will be rounded up today. So in a few minutes, we are going to be rounding up on the welfare. I pray that the Lord shall teach us in the language of our son, in Jesus' name. Amen. The theme for the program is Joy to the Neighborhood. Joy to the Neighborhood. That's the theme for the 2022 Health Weekend. And the introduction, the topic was good neighborliness, how to relate to your neighbors. For the choir, it was Song of Jubilee. For the ushers, it was introducing men to Christ. And also for the prayer champion was traveling for the neighborhood. Praise the Lord. Now the topic we're going to just talk about a little today is the welfare department, which is helping the needy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Helping the needy. And just like the Bible reading, John 1 John chapter 3, from verse 11 to 18, I'd like us to open 1 John chapter 3. From verse 11 to 18, I'll be so precise and straight to the point as much as possible, as the Lord will help me. So I want you to follow, and some of the portions, you go home, you read it, and the Lord shall bless you in Jesus' name. Who is there? 1 John chapter 3, from verse 11.
For this is the message
this is the
that mind. He heard from the beginning,
okay.
That we should love one another, not as Cain, was of that wicked one, and slay his brother, and let us slay him, because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abide in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him.
What verse is that?
I'm going to 16 now.
Okay.
Hereby besides,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, this is a teaching. And so we are going to really follow up and not allow the enemy cheat you with sleep. Usher, please wake. The one that's going down, don't sleep, then you can understand. The Bible is talking about helping the needy. And one of the marks of a Christian, like we consider in the Youth Sunday, ethics, etiquette and culture. One of the culture of a Christian is the culture of love. You cannot say you are a child of God without having the spirit of love. And one of the marks and one of the fruits from the hand of love that stems from love is helps. That's why I say help weekend. 2022 help weekend. So love, you can't say you love when you don't help. A husband cannot say he loves his wife when he don't help his wife. Praise the Lord. And so, if you know that you want to show true love, you have to help the needy. It's very, very paramount. Now, the portion she read is this 17. He said, how can you say you love your brother? And your brother have need of the world good. And you are in possession of it. You see, it's not all clothes in your wardrobe you wear. It's not all money you make that you will use. Even if God has blessed you, you have two houses. You can't sleep in those two houses per night. So, the ability to dispense, the ability to reach out, marks your true priesthood. Praise the Lord. So, you know, there are some people that no matter how you preach, they can never come to church till you help them. There are some people that no matter how you evangelize, they can never come to program till you extend a hand of love to them. The Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. When you go home, you read James chapter 1 from verse 26 and 27. But I want someone to take 27 because there's something I saw there. James chapter 1, 26 to 27. And someone should just pick out that point to 27.
Pure and undefiled religion
is what?
Before God and the Father is this. To visit orphans and widows.
To visit orphans and widows.
In their trouble.
Yes.
And to keep oneself.
Okay, leave it at that. To visit orphans and widows in their trouble. The Bible says, whosoever lendeth to the poor, lendeth to the Lord. Welfare. Many people left the church. Do you know that every church has a back door? Yes, you go to the seminary, they teach you the back door of the church. Spiritually, it's a back door. The back door of the church is the areas people use to leave the church. One of the areas that people use to leave the church is welfare. When they are not well taken care of. Okay, let me give an example. My father petitioned me to the commissioner of police. It's a very long story. You know, there's something he did. He went, because I don't want to use the mic to say this. He's a big man in Imo State, working in a political office. So he petitioned, he took my brother with, he sent armed people, they took my, confiscated my junior brother. So I called him, I said, why will you do that? And he just called a bluff. So I told him that God will judge this. The way God handled the cultists, because there was a time a cultist came and took the church I was worshiping. The cultist took the instrument. And I called the cultist on the phone and told him, if God returns you between 9 and 3 days, I will pray and God will give you a disappearing pocket. Anything you make will disappear. And within 3 days, the man, the cultist came to the church and confessed and returned the instrument. And my father is aware. So I told him that same thing that happened, he said, I will pray, that will happen to me. He petitioned me to the Commissioner of Police in Lagos, Area F, and said that I threatened him with cultists. He misconstrued my statement. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, in that period, many of my uncles, many of the people I told, there was no help. But, you know, by the mercy of God, if I was still a baby Christian, that experience alone is enough to make me to leave the church. But by the grace of God, I'm past that level. That if someone doesn't help me in the body of Christ, I feel that the church is not a good place. No, even strengthen my move to serve God. Praise the Lord. I can give an example. Now, there are some baby Christians that alone is enough to drive them to the back of the church. Are you concerned of what your brother is going through? Have you asked your pastor, Daddy, when last you could eat in your house? Have you asked your worker that is coming to all the program, when last did you receive salary? To be
of hell.
These are the things that make the church, is as if the Bible says the church is weak. The children of the world are wiser.
The Lord will have mercy upon us.
Amen.
I said the Lord will have mercy upon us.
Amen.
I don't have much time. God will help me. Now, the entire book of Acts of the Apostles provides sufficient information for those of us living in this present time that the Church of Jesus Christ is one that is predicated on and operated with love, marked by giving, especially to the poor and needy, who have become partakers of the divine nature. God has a special heart for the poor and the vulnerable, and those who have become partakers of the divine nature. He expects us to also show intentional and compassionate generosity towards the needy. It is so paramount to the heart of the Father that Jesus identified caring for the poor as synonymous to caring for him. When you go on, read Matthew 25, 45 to 46. Now, the story of the Good Samaritan recorded for us in Luke chapter 10, from verse 29 to 37. If you consider that story, a priest passed and looked for him. A Levite that those whom God has called among the 12 tribes of Israel, he passed that man that was injured and he looked for him. But the Bible says a publican, meaning that someone that goes to the beer parlor, someone who is a secular person, passed and had compassion on that man that was beaten. Now let me tell you an example. If a brother in the church have a problem, and the church refuses to help, and he becomes a prostitute that helps that brother, if care is not taken, that brother was asking to be that prostitute. Yes. Because human beings are creatures of love. Human beings respond to love. Anywhere they see love, that's where they are aggravated. That's why you see many ladies are vulnerable to this. When a guy begins to shower them with gifts, today is this Sunday, I'm talking to the youth also. When a guy begins to shower you with gifts, I love you past my mother, I love you past my father, I love you sugar in my tea, cockroach in my cupboard, call in the morning, call in the afternoon, call in the evening, call in the midnight, within 3 days. If you are not careful, if you don't have high emotional intelligence, you begin to gravitate towards that person. If you stay one day, I don't call you, you begin to worry. Even if the person is a kidnapper. Because of that care, human beings respond to love. Let us not be too cold. It's not only prayer. It's not only laying of hand. Love is the key to bring back the lost to Jesus. The Lord will have mercy on Jesus.
Amen.
So when you go home, you read that Good Samaritan passage. But that's the summary of it. It says, teaches us that anyone in need in our neighbor, as the Apostle Paul took it at a notch higher, when he said that we have opportunity, we should do good to all people, especially to those of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. The Bible says, as much as you have opportunity, do good, especially to those of the household of faith, especially to those in solid foundation area, especially to those in Life Gate Assembly, in all the branches under this area. As you have much opportunity, do good to them. Your pastor has a birthday, what have you bought for him? The elder mommy has an event, what have you done? That care, that love, that binding together shows family, shows brotherhood, shows welfare, and it goes a long way. I said it goes a long way. As I'm talking now, the Lord revealed to me. I repeat it again. Whosoever have been having law enforcement problem with the tax force, I prophesy, the Lord shall solve that problem.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I also decree, I don't know who wants to travel. I've seen a lady, I want to travel, and I saw the accident. I prophesy that accident is canceled.
Amen.
Please, if you know you want to travel this month, pray very well. If you know that you have programmed to travel between now and the end of this month, pray very well. That's the revelation. The Lord shall have mercy upon us.
Amen.
I said, the Lord shall have mercy upon us.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The love we have been appointed to is not the love of the world. It's not a secularized love. It's not a love that has condition. It's not a love that takes advantage of your neighbor. That's the agape love of Christ. It's not a love that needs something in return. It is sacrificial.
He said, the love of the world takes is exploitative, is demanding, is selfish, is transactional. That explains why it is important for someone to profess love, yet seek to take advantage. Now, many people, before we go to the last one, many people, they profess love and they want to take advantage of it. Your money, your virginity, your whatever. So you have to be very careful. But this is a different kind of love. Now, 4 points. When we share resources to people in need, out of God's love, that will make them know that God is here, that God is God. God is love. Number one, a sense of acceptance, belonging, and fellowship is created in the receiver. So we should open 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Because that 2 Corinthians chapter 9 has the 3 points. So we can run it up and pray. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 12 to 13. A very fast reader. Just 12 and 13.
But also the abounding through many days to God, while through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ.
You see, he said, by ministering love and welfare and help to the needy, you there's a sense of acceptance and belonging and fellowship created in the receiver. That's why one of the things of church growth, when you delegate, it makes people have sense of belonging. Someone comes to church for 1 year and he's still there and he has gifts and talents, and you are not fast and smart as a minister to discern the gift and bring him the person to do one or two for God. If any other church or discover that person finds a sense of belonging in that place and he's been located. When I get to Lagos, I have gone to many ministries, but when I get to Redeem, I saw a sense of acceptance and belonging. That's why I'm a Redeem minister. Praise the Lord. No, if there's no hard and fast rule to it, if you show people that they worth nothing, if you don't bring people in, they feel that I'm not accepted here. Let me just leave. It's not their church. Church. Lord. Praise the Lord. Take your church and go. Praise the Lord. So give people that sense of acceptance. Now the next point. Open to the book of that same 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. Thanksgiving.
Why you are enriched in everything for all liberty, which God extended you through us to God.
Now, when you show love and welfare and help to the needy, they praise God in return. Apart from what sense of acceptance, they return praise to God. And God created man for worship. So every man, the purpose of God is for man to worship him. So by your giving them, you have fulfilled the purpose in God's heart of worshiping him. Praise the Lord. Without wasting much time, the third point on that verse. Read 2 Corinthians 9:14. 2 Corinthians 9:14.
And by their prayer for you, mm-hmm. who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you.
You see, one of the things that a person who helps the needy does not lack is prayer. Praise the Lord. If you are a church, if you are a body, a minister, a worker, a member, that you have the spirit of helps, in this help weekend, you start it. Between now and December, every Sunday, you buy airtime for this brother. You buy recharge, MB, for this sister, to watch and enable you. You support. Between now and December, once you have an issue, forget about it. People are there to pray for you. That's why Daddy Adeboye has standby prayer warriors. Do you know how many pastors have given God gifts? Do you know how many churches has built? Then he's now telling me that person that gave me a car has an issue. Today I'm not going to work. What's going to do? I'll pray for you, proud. That's it. It's natural. There's no hard and fast rule. I want us to remove the aspect of only prayer that solve problem. This is an approach. Use the approach of love. You have gone for evangelism, nothing is working. Use the approach of love. Tell the person, if you come to church, I give you offering. If you come to church, I'll give you transport. Go to their house, make sure you help them one or two things, bring them to the church. And watch the magic. Watch the magic. Before we pray, the last point, I want to read John chapter 15, verse 1 to 5. Welfare. I'm talking about welfare. Helping the needy. John chapter 15, from verse 1 to 5.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, it takes in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing.
When God created man to be fruitful and multiply. But because as a result of the fall, man lost that ability. Now, God gave Jesus as a gift. And now when you are in Jesus, and you show love and welfare and care to the needy, you are trying to what? Give them that gift, that blessed gift that you have received. And by so doing, their productivity, their fruitfulness, which they lost, is restored. It's a magic. It's restored automatically. Because they said, Jesus told one of the disciples, as they have done this, do it to your brethren. So anybody who receives love will also share that love. If you are not received, you cannot share. If you have not been born again, you cannot preach the gospel. Am I right? Because you can't give what you don't have. So if the church show you love, you can show love to others. If your brother show you love, you can show love to other people. If somebody blesses you 1 million, you have the capacity to dash 50,000, two of us. But if your account is empty, can you do? So, when you receive the gift of God, don't hoard it. Don't hoard that blessed gift. Spread love by preaching the gospel. Spread love by helping people so that they can, in turn, spread it and become fruitful to fulfill the original plan of God of being fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Shout out to my friends. There's no long talking and evening discussion. Talk to God in prayer. Ask God to help me. Okay, not too sharp. Help me. Help me. Pray and talk to God. Pray and talk to God. Pray. Say, Lord, help me. I want to help the needy. I want to help the poor. I want to help the needy. I want to help the poor. Talk to God in prayer. Talk to God in prayer. Ledo do shata bagada. Reko shikata bagada dadaba. I want someone to read, while we are still praying, I want someone to read the Holy Spirit just reminded me. Read Matthew 25, 45 to 46. Let me tell you something about the magic of love one more time. As you are praying. So as you are going out today, as you go to your office, as you go to your workplace, as you go to your business, you are going to spread it to your customers. You spread it to your members. You spread it to the church. As youths, you spread the spirit of love. It's a culture of Christianity. The culture of love. Matthew. I said, go ahead and read.
Then if we answer them, say, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you do not do it to one of the least of these, you do not do it to me. And this will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
Bible says that if you don't do this to one of these people, then you have not done it to me. When last do you help somebody? Let's take this song. Give me oil in my lamp. Give me oil in my life. I pray. Give me oil in my life. Give me body. Give me body to the glory. Hallelujah. Give me oil in my life.
Forever, Lord, it is ever. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't say my father, my creator. Anyone that is about to deliver, miraculous deliver.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are receiving it.